Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. I hope your weekend was restful and calm enough to recuperate your mind and body to take on this new week. While we all don't know what the week will bring, I sure hope you will not overwork yourself. In today's episode of Reflections, I would like to share with you an inspiring true story about a former atheist whose name is Terry Gugner. On a TikTok video I saw where he shared how the girl he met and fell in love with at first sight became his wife with the help of the God he never believed in. Take a listen.
Well, this is crazy. When I was 19 years old, I came to Canada just on a holiday. On the very last week of my three-month holiday, I was invited to a party. And I went to this party, and I was just sitting on these stairs next to this other guy. And this girl walks past me, and she was wearing a green dress. And I looked at her, and I'm like, wow, she's beautiful. And I said to the guy beside me, I says, who's that girl? And he started telling me about her, and I'm looking at his face, and he's got this big, huge smile, and I'm thinking, okay, I better make a move, because this guy, he really likes her. So I get up, I have no idea who she is, and I started following her, and she went into the basement of the house. So I went, I don't know what made me do this, but I went downstairs into the basement, and I'm like, where is she? Because there's a whole bunch of people, and she's sitting way at the back. And I went over to my brother, and I says, do you know that girl right in the back of the room with the green dress? And he goes, I don't know her, but I know her dad. He goes, why? I said, because I'm going to marry her. I haven't even talked to her. I don't even know who she is. But something told me inside, that's your wife. And I said to him, by the way, is she married? That was my next question, because I had no idea. And he sort of laughed it off, thinking, yeah, right. But something told me, this is going to be your wife. And that night, I must have said like one word to her. All I got was her name, and that was it. I left that night, and the next day I remember waking up, and I'm in love, man. My heart was like, I don't know, there was something going on. And I'm trying to figure out, how do I get a hold of that girl? So I put on, at that time we had records, so I put on a record, a romantic Paul Anka music was playing, and I'm sitting in the rocking chair. And man, all I was thinking about, I love this girl. I gotta find a way to somehow contact her. I didn't have a number, but something was happening to me inside. I'm like, I gotta marry her. And I've been an atheist all my 19 years of my life. And I thought, if there's a God, now it's time to ask. So I closed my eyes and I started praying, God, I know that I've never talked to you before. And I need a favor. If you really exist, can you please help me marry this girl? And if you do, I will believe in you forever. So I said this prayer, and I'm still sitting there. And then all of a sudden, the phone rings. And I'm thinking, okay. So I pick up the phone. It wasn't that girl. It was another girl that was also with her on that date. On that day that she's sitting next to her. And she phones me and she goes, hi. And she told me her name, and she goes, listen, I was thinking, you know, you want to go out on a date? And I said, well, who's going? She goes, well, you and me, and we'll get, and she mentioned the girl's name, and she goes, we'll get her, and we'll get somebody else. And as soon as I heard her say that girl's name, I said, yeah, done, I'm in, I'll join you. And then I put the phone down, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is a miracle. And then literally within 30 seconds, the phone rings again, but this time it's her, the girl in the green dress. And she phones and she says to me, she goes, did you get a phone call from my friend? I says, yeah. She goes, what did she say to you? Well, she said to me, she goes, would you like to go on a date with me and you? And then she mentioned your name and another guy. And she goes, well, what did you say? I says, well, I told her, yeah, because she mentioned you. And then she goes, well, I said yes because she mentioned you too. And I'm like, wow. I says, hey, how about we do this? I'm going to phone her back and I'm going to tell her I can't make it. And then you and me, why don't we go on a date? And she goes, okay. And I put the phone down and I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, God works fast. You know, how did he make this all happen? Well, the bottom line is the next day we went on a date. We went to Centre Island in Toronto. We spent the entire day there. It was fantastic. And afterwards, I got on the bus with her, took her all the way to her parents' house, came all the way back, took me 2 hours to come back. I came home, ran up the stairs. I picked up the phone and I said, so did you like the date? She goes, yeah. I said, so you want to get married? And she said, yes. And I thought, this is incredible. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll take care of the rest. And I put the phone down and I knew I have to find somebody in my family that knows her family and make it look like it was an arranged marriage, because that's where our culture comes from. But the crazy thing is, 8 months later, I had to leave the country and go back to England. But 8 months later, I came back and I married her. And we've been married now for 37 years and we got 2 kids. And so it worked. And guess what? I believe in God.
Inspiring, right? I share this story with you because it reinforced 3 things for me, which I believe can be an upliftment for you. Number one, determination can and will help us to get to our destination or help us to get to our desired goal if we remain unwavering against all odds. And if or when something appears or becomes impossible to us, there is a God, if we team up with him, that can make the impossible possible. One definition of determination is the tendency to move in a fixed direction. This means you believe in what you're about and you're taking all the necessary action to achieve that. You must believe in yourself. You must believe in what you hope to achieve in order for it to become a reality. The problem with many of us is that we give up too quickly because, one, we're not patient enough. 2, some of us compare ourselves with other people's journey. And 3, we don't want to put in the work that is necessary to produce the kind of results that we need. If Tom achieves his dream, which may be identifiable to ours, if he achieves his dream in 1 year, we think that we should achieve the same dream in a year. Timing is everything. Tom's time is not your time. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. It says, and again I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to the skillful, but time and chance happen to them all. The question is, will you be ready when opportunity strikes? Will I be ready when my opportunity comes? So consistency and determination is what we need to stay the course. Especially if we know it's the right direction, we need to stay the course. If we are feeling discouraged and we're becoming despondent when we are not seeing certain things happening, it's good to listen to motivational talks. Speak to people who are productive and constructive with their criticism, who will tell us the truth in a nice way. Learn how to pray like this man did. Which brings me to my next point. We all need God. The first time this former atheist called on God was when he sensed his need for help to get this young lady to become his wife, because he knew in his heart she was his wife. They've been married for over 30 years and they have 2 children now. We all need God to guide us to make right decisions, to guide us to preserve our life, because life is what he has given us when he created us, when he redeemed us. He wants us to have life and have it abundantly. But when we live independent of him, we run into all kinds of dead ends, traps. We make decisions that later on we are experiencing the ramification of those decisions. Some decisions we see the consequence immediately. Some we see over time. We all need God. Some acknowledge it sooner than some. If we know that there's a God somewhere out there, we have to also believe there's a devil out there somewhere, because God cannot be responsible for good and evil. Do not blame God for the existence of evil, because God had to make man with the opportunity to choose to do or not to do. Because with good comes evil, right or wrong, black or white. That's the power of choice. If God did not give the opportunity to choose one over the other, then you'll be like robots. Go this way, okay. Go that way, okay. But out of love, God gave us the power to choose to love him
or choose to reject him, choose to obey him, or choose to rebel against him. And that's what Satan did. He lost his place in God's kingdom because he chose to covet God's place. He chose to sin. And then he introduced sin to the human race. But thank God for the provisions that he has made, which is an invaluable gift he's extending to you and me today. That if you accept it, our lives will be restored eternally. All of this is coming down to an end. Because after sin came into the picture, came the 24-hour clock. We were created to live eternally. But everything is on countdown right now, believe it or not. And the choice is yours to choose God, to talk with him. It doesn't matter what you have done and how you feel about yourself. You are very important in the eyes of God. Very important. It doesn't matter how mess you are, because he said, while you were my enemy, I died for you. He saw the past, the present, and the future. He knows the sin that you're going to commit tomorrow. He sees everything. And he says, yes, I love her. Yes, I love him. He saw the rapist. He saw the killer. He saw the homosexual. He saw the liar and the thief. He saw the adulterer. He saw the covetous whose heart no man can see. He sees everything. He saw everything ahead of time. And he's still saying, I love him and I love her. If only they would just choose me. If only they would just let me help. Let me help. I say to you today, you need God. And his arms are open wide to extend the help that you need. You only need to acknowledge your need of God. I want to say that there's an evil force that is playing on our minds to have us keep making wrong decisions that plunge us in misery and sorrow and bitterness and hate and a place of depression, a place of hopelessness. The battle is in the mind, my friend. And God wants you to recognize that the way is not in yourself. Just as how it is written in Jeremiah 10:23, it says, I know, O Lord, that the way of human beings is not in their control, that mortals as they walk cannot direct their steps. If you're feeling overwhelmed right now and burdened and distressed, God says, come unto me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, he says. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God says, take my light yoke, take it, and let me carry yours. Put it on God. Put all your problems and your burdens on God. He will take it. You gotta travel light because, believe it or not, we all know that something is about to happen. Everybody's singing the same tune. And it's going to be as we have never seen before, they say. They're alluding to what the Bible already said. A time of trouble is coming upon the world, such as we have never seen. I am not trying to be an alarmist. I just want you to understand that you need God if you're not already leaning on him and trusting him and taking your problems to him and seeking his guidance. You need God because the kind of darkness that is coming, darkness is already over the world, but the kind of darkness and depression and evil that is coming upon the world, you cannot bear that weight. If you think you're not suicidal, just maybe at that time you become a suicidal person if you don't learn how to lean on God. It's going to be so depressing for everybody, whether you think you're rich or you're poor, whether you're bond or you're free, whether you're black or you're white. Hard times are coming. And I'm encouraging you today, learn how to talk to God. Notice my operative word, talk, because prayer is talking to God. This former atheist has never spoken to God prior to him coming to God for the help to get this woman. We need to sense our need for help, sense our need of God. We need God, friends. We need him. Whether we believe it or not, we need God, especially in these times. Talk with him, because talking with God is like talking to your spouse or talking with your best friend or talking with whoever you like talking with. And my last point is, God answers all prayers. He either says yes or no. If he says yes, he may come through immediately. And if he doesn't, the answer doesn't change. It may take weeks, it may take months, it may take even years, but his answer still stands, yes. It is us who make foolish decisions sometimes that interfere with the original plan he had for us. If he tells you no, it means therefore that he has something better in store for you, that when it comes to pass, the joy it brings will exceed the joy that you would have experienced had you gotten that original request you made. Have you ever wished for something and over time not getting it, you realize that I really never needed that? God knows you more than you know yourself, like a mother knows her child. So if God says no on something, if you've been praying about something and you know that it's not for you, God is not going to give you something that will destroy you. Even though we see in the Bible where the children of Israel forced God on something and it eventually destroyed them. God was giving them heavenly food and they complained and they said, we want meat. And God gave them and they ate with no self-control to their own death. So if God in his love says no to something, just understand that he means you well. So those were my takeaways. If you're listening and you don't believe in God, or you once did, but now you don't, I encourage you today to challenge God. I encourage you today to come home, talk to him again, and just give him some time to respond to your prayers, because he will. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you need from him and give him some time to respond. And please, do not compare your life to others. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me next time for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.